say when Bhagavad Gita is a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna about
right.
whether to fight or not,
right.
how can it be universal?
That's
Shouldn't
right.
it only for that context?
That's right.
Yes, it is for that context, but it talks about universal principles that go beyond that context. To give an example, say a doctor is training a patient, and there is no, a doctor is treating a patient, and along with that there is an apprentice, a medical trainee. Now the doctor is treating a specific case over there, and the trainee may eventually face different kinds of cases. Now, it may not face that particular case at all, but the methodology that is there, okay, how you examine the patient, how you diagnose the patient, how you understand what are the symptoms, from what symptom, how to infer the disease, how to give the treatment, how to encourage the patient. These are principles that transcend the specific case. And the apprentice doctor can learn from the experienced doctor these principles. The specific case may not be immediately relevant to that apprentice doctor, but the broad principles are relevant. So similarly, the Bhagavad Gita has a specific historical context in which it was spoken. And if we study the Mahabharata, we understand the historical context, and we understand the Bhagavad Gita in that historical context also. But the Bhagavad Gita talks about universal principles. We see that, I mentioned also in yesterday's class, that once the first chapter is over, there are barely 7-8 references to the war and to fighting. Because the Bhagavad Gita is not just talking, if Arjuna had simply asked a question, should I fight or not? And Krishna would have answered fight, and the whole Bhagavad Gita would be over. But Arjuna himself does not ask that question. When he surrenders to Krishna in 2.7, he asks, Karpanya dosho bhata svabhava pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha pruchhami tvam. I am asking you dharma sammoodha chetaha. I am bewildered about what is my dharma, and therefore I ask you, please tell me what is my dharma. So he doesn't ask Krishna, should I fight or should I not fight? He asks Krishna, what is my dharma? What is dharma and what is specifically my dharma? And that question's answer is the Bhagavad Gita. So the Bhagavad Gita is not an answer specifically to the question, should I fight or not? The Bhagavad Gita has answered the question, what is dharma? So because the Arjuna's question itself is not specific, it is universal. So therefore, Krishna's answer also is universal. And that's how the Bhagavad Gita becomes a universal book. Because the questioner doesn't restrict himself to the specific context. So Arjuna is not just a warrior who is overcome by fear, how can I fight such big enemies? And then he just needs some courage to fight. That's not the situation. Arjuna is confused about what exactly is dharma. And because the Bhagavad Gita, dharma is not just, sometimes people think of dharma as religious duty, but dharma basically refers to the activity that harmonizes us with the order of the universe. There is an order in the universe, and when we act in a way by which we can come in harmony with that order, that activity is dharma. And that is a principle that is universal for everyone. So in that sense, the Bhagavad Gita becomes universal. Clear?
Yeah, the second question is...